I'm Erin Fairbanks, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everyone is holding up in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. So I'm here with Anne Saxelby of Saxelby Cheesemonger and Heritage host of Cutting the Curd. Anne, how are you holding up post-Superstorm Sandy?
You know, we're hanging in there. We sustained some pretty serious damage to our warehouse in Red Hook. There's a lot of flooding down there. And so that's been out of commission since Monday, really. And our store at the Essex Market is also closed because the entire city is without power. So we're a little bit in limbo.
Yeah. So, I mean, how the Red Hook community in general seems like it's been hit pretty hard. Have you been able to kind of find resources down there with recovery efforts or tucking into some of the insurance or FEMA conversations that people are starting to have?
Yeah, we went to a meeting today that was held, I think it was organized by the folks who own Baked, where the City Commissioner of Small Business, Rob Walsh, came. Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez was there. Our local city council person was there. And there was a lot of talk about relief and what you can do. It seems like what the city is trying to offer right now, more than FEMA, I guess, is these small business loans. They're kind of quick, easy, low interest loans that people can apply for and pay back over a really long period of time. So it seems like while everyone would like free money, that's not really the biggest option. These loans seem to be more what they're pushing.
And one of the other things we've been hearing from a lot of folks in the Red Hook area is that because the area is so close to the water that as a business, you're not even eligible for flood insurance. And I'm wondering kind of what options that leaves you in the recovery mode from that aspect.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure that out. I mean, it seems like it's a tough thing, and even tougher if you're a renter, like we are. If you own the building, and you make improvements to it, or in this case, repairs. It makes sense to do so, but in our case, where you have a landlord, who might not be even covered with flood insurance, then you're kind of left with your hands in the air, saying, is this coming out of our pocket? Is this coming out of their pocket? Who's responsible for what? And insurance, it seems like they'll do everything that they can to avoid paying you, unfortunately. So you really have to be careful about how you go about talking to the insurance people, because if you say the wrong thing, then, they could deny you coverage.
Wow, that sounds like really frustrating. I mean, trying to keep a clear head in the midst of all that chaos is challenging enough. Now, your logo is, an image of, I think, you on a bicycle back from when the business first got started. So we know you, like many small business owners in that area, have a super entrepreneurial spirit, and we're looking forward to, supporting you throughout the recovery period. And what is the best way for people, if they want to show support for those in the Red Hook community and for Saxelby Cheesemongers in particular, how can they support your business during this transition time?
I guess, we've had a lot of opportunities or a lot of inquiries about people wanting to volunteer, which has been great. To be honest, right now, we don't have too much use for volunteers because we've sort of gotten everything cleaned up as best we can. I would say go to businesses that buy our teas, but, those will be more and more, I guess, in the coming weeks. Right now we still are delivering to a very limited number of restaurants due to all the power outages and rest closures in the city. But I would say the biggest way people can support small food entrepreneurs is by eating out in these next couple weeks and, trying to spend their money in ways that will eventually benefit these small businesses.
That's great. Well, Anne, thank you for taking some time out to share your experience with us. And definitely, if you're out there eating, get that cheese plate, ask for the Saxelby certified cheeses. Not only are they delicious, but you'll be doing your part to support recovery efforts. Our thoughts will be with you, and we look forward to kind of keeping in touch about the progress. And thank you so much for taking some time to share what's happening with you today.
No problem. Thanks, Erin.
Follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio or on Facebook, Heritage Radio Network, for updates and more info on the response to Superstorm Sandy.